Hello, my name is Sam Biner. I am 15 years old. The date is January 23rd, 2018, and I'm sitting with my grandmother, Shirley Biner, in her living room in Los Angeles, California. Could you please state your name and age and the date, please?
My name is Shirley Biner, age 88 and a half. And what else do you
have? The date, please.
January 23rd, 2018.
Okay. I'm going to put this recording software here, and let's get right into the questions, okay? When and where were you born?
I was born June 8th, 1929, in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, where did you grow up?
In Cincinnati area.
Okay, did you enjoy growing up there?
Yeah, I had a great childhood.
And what was your childhood like?
Oh, really great. My mom and dad were really good. They took us on trips all the time. And I had horses. Ooh. And went to good schools. So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Could you please elaborate on the pets that you had as a child?
Oh, we always had a dog. We never had cats. And I always had a horse.
Yeah. What did you enjoy about your pets the most?
The return love and camaraderie.
And I heard from my mom that you rode a horse down Hawthorne Boulevard.
Yeah, years ago, from Lenox on, Hawthorne Boulevard used to be dirt in the middle. And we would ride along that. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Now I guess it's an all parking lot.
Yeah. So, what is your ethnic background?
German.
German. Oh, okay. Where is your mom's family from? And where is your dad's family from?
They're all from Germany, but I don't know which part. One of them, I don't remember if it was my mom or my dad's, but I think they came from the Berlin area, because when I was over there visiting Terry and Julie when they lived there, I looked in the telephone book to see if there were any people with my maiden name, and there was about 3 pages full. So, you know, I assumed that a lot of the family came from there, but I might be way wrong. I don't know.
Have you ever been to where your family is from?
Well, I've been to Germany, to Berlin.
And how was that experience?
Oh, it's neat. I wish I had gone back to see more.
What did you do there?
Well, we went looking around, you know. Julie took us to parts of Poland, Potsdam, to look at King Frederick's manor house, and that was interesting. And we went to a Polish swap meet. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I went to Berlin, the wall had only been down about 8 months. So West Berlin and East Berlin were totally different, because West Berlin was beautifully cared for and East Berlin was terrible, you know, because it had been under the Russians, you know, communist.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good trip. I enjoyed Berlin.
So, what are the most important lessons that you've learned in life? And where did these events happen, specifically, if you can remember? Just tell me, like, the most important lessons, and then if you remember where they happened, just add that on.
Golly. I don't know. I mean, Well, I guess getting a good job. Oh, I was lucky. I always had interesting jobs. And they were all in the LA area, you know. And I learned how to be a good worker, you know. Always tried to improve myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know. know. I never really thought about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like these questions are pretty thought-provoking.
Yeah, yeah.
So how has your life been different than you imagined it as a child, if it was different?
I don't remember if I ever imagined it, what it was going to be like as a child. But it's been good and bad, good season, good periods and bad periods.
Yeah.
You know, but got a nice family, which is good. Mm-hmm. You know, always was lucky to have a halfway decent job, which is good. I wish I had been able to go to college, but I didn't, you know. But years ago, college was as important as it is now.
Yeah. So what is a moment in history that you personally remember?
Moving out to California.
Okay.
That's not a moment. That's...
Well, it's like, it's asking like a moment in like world history, sort of like... the Great Depression or like World War One.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Ah, Pearl Harbor. Like when it got bombed.
Yeah. Because I had never heard of Pearl Harbor.
Oh,
I remember asking my dad, where the heck is that?
Yeah. And like, it says, why do you personally remember it?
Because I was only 8 years old, 9 years old. And we were taking a drive. My dad was just driving around, you know, and we heard that on the radio, and none of us knew where Pearl Harbor was. Because I remember thinking, well, you know, I'd never, and I don't even know if my mom and dad knew where Pearl Harbor was, you know, because Honolulu, that's miles away, you know.
Hawaii.
First time it was in the news to that extent, you know. So yeah, I remember that real vividly. And I also remember real vividly the day President Roosevelt died. Because that was a big shock to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of things. Yeah.
And do you have any memories about any of the wars, like World War One or Vietnam War or anything like that?
I wasn't born during World War One. That was over. Remember World War Two, because I was a teenager. And the Vietnam War, of course, because I was pretty much of an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother had friends that were in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was Vietnam.
Or like the Korean War, maybe?
I don't remember anything about the Korean War. But those were later in my life. So, and they were always in the news,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you never had, like, a personal experience with it? You said, like, you went to Germany 8 months after the Berlin Wall came down.
Yeah.
That was, like, pretty close to the, when World War II ended, right? So.
Oh, no, that was quite a few years after.
Oh.
I say I'm trying to think, because Danny was about, I think Danny was about 8 or 9 months old,
ooh.
And she's, what, now 26?
Yeah, something like that.
And the war was over, the Second World War was over, what, 40,
44, 45? Yeah, 40... Yeah, 45.
Yeah. I don't remember about the Vietnam War when that was going on. I worked with fellas that were in that, and it didn't sound very pleasant at all.
Nope.
What they went through, you know. So, yeah, those are episodes that were later in my life, so I remember them, because there was so much in the news, you know, like stuff that's happening now. You'll probably remember, you know, stuff because you're more aware of what's going on in the world and that, you know. So yeah.
And also, you were never drafted into the military.
No.
Never as like a nurse or anything, because I know my other grandma was.
Yeah. She was, sound like she was kind of not in the middle of it, but pretty much involved.
Yep.
And then your grandfather also, I guess. Because wasn't he a pilot or something?
Yep, in the Air Force.
Do you have trouble? Any trouble?
Okay.
No.
Do you have anything else that you would like to talk about?
Or, I don't know what your second your question you have. Do I owe you money, George?
Yeah, I am.
$7.
Oh.
So I yeah, those are all the questions that I have.
Well,
so,
you said you had two more.
Yeah, I asked you about the pets, and then I asked you about the wars. The wars.
Oh, those
was my
were the
second
two.
One. Yeah. So thank you for your time, and
that's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you for your time, and it was very nice to interview you.
Oh,
and,
I'm sure that's gonna help you a lot.
And yeah, thank you.